Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we aim to do here every single day. It is Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Our quote of the day, the sun never quits shining. Sometimes clouds just get in the way. And that is an American proverb that Kelsey pulled today. I like that.
Thank you.
You know what? The sun is always shining. If you think about it, when you're on a plane and you're seeing the sun, but like below is clouds, you're like, oh, they're getting a cloudy day, but I'm getting the sunshine here on the flight. It's pretty cool.
It's cool.
Welcome, Heal Squad. I have missed you. Welcome back. We are coming to you from split coasts. I am on the East Coast. Kelsey's on the West Coast. And I'm
Best
in a sweatshirt
coast.
Because my house is so cold.
Why is it so cold?
I don't know, but I got really frigid in here. So my lovely husband, Mr. Undergaro, got me a sweatshirt just in time. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, a little housekeeping. Obviously, we're here with you today, and we will also be here the first 2 weeks of August, and then we will be back full time in September. So we do have a little trip we plan to Greece in August. It is our official getaway trip for me and Kevin. We kind of wanted to do it a while ago, but there was just so much stuff to get done after my mom passed that we put it in August and we said, okay, that's going to be our time to be together and just kind of let loose a little bit. So we're really excited about that. And we miss all of our friends and family in Greece. So we will be in Greece for 2 weeks in August. We have carefully curated some episodes that we think are really worth replaying for you guys. So keep watching, keep learning, keep inside that groove, because it really is important for us to stay in the groove of getting better and not falling off. It's almost like your daily meditation, which we all know we have a hard time with. I feel like we have an easier time being together here on Better Together than we do remembering to meditate. I will speak for most of us, I guess, or some of us at least. So, yeah, I think Kevin, or you might be able to do another show live this week, perhaps. Right, guys? Is that the idea?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I think
with very special guest that I hear is maybe going to be confirming. And if that happens, Kevin will be live. So just keep an eye on everything and keep with us. Obviously, if you guys follow me on Instagram, you know I'm on the East Coast because I am filming a Christmas movie. So I figured I would share with you guys a little bit about that. I have a love of Christmas, as does my husband, Kevin.
Yes.
And you guys, if you followed us on this journey, you know we're obsessed with Christmas. Our Christmas tree goes up November 1st, and it stays well after New Year's at this point. And I think it was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago at the holidays. We were at Mark Burnett's house, the famed producer of every massive reality show from, you know, The Voice to Survivor, et cetera. And we were talking to a friend named Ryan McPartlin about Christmas movies and how he's involved in them and how we want to be involved in them. And we love the Christmas spirit and we want to start, you know, writing them and acting in them and stuff like that. And so we talked about it then. And then the pandemic hit and obviously lots of crazy stuff happened with our family. And so my, the COVID doc that I did, Mom, Dad, COVID and Me, which is on YouTube. And if you haven't seen it, I think it's like 19 minutes or something. Take a watch, but, Ryan had seen it and he sent me this long, lovely letter, really well thought out, about his feelings of watching it and his kind of take on it and all of that. And it took me a while to respond to him because do you guys do this when someone sends you like a beautiful note or letter? It's like, it kind of takes your breath away and it takes you a minute to get back to them.
Yeah. You have to find the right words. It's tough.
Yeah. So I read it a couple times. I finally got back to him and then we went back and forth and he was shooting a movie, another Christmas movie in Vancouver at the time. And he told me about this one he was doing upcoming. And I just said, I'm like, do you have any roles left in it? And he's like, yeah, but I would have never considered you for it because I would think you would only do the lead. And so he's like, the role of my sister is available. And I was like, let's do it. And he's like, really? And I go, yeah. And so, you know, the network had to approve it and all of that. And so then I had to do some shifting schedule wise. But the cool part was, is it films in Connecticut, 30 minutes away from my house. So tell me that the universe is not conspiring to bring me back here and that God just doesn't love my family as much as you could probably take the opposite perspective sometimes. He knew I needed to be here and, I had been really, really sad and I kept, you know, kind of crying with Kevin and being like, I really just feel like I need to be with my dad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I knew that if I was with my dad, I wasn't going to want to cry in front of him because I don't want to bring him down and I don't want to make him sad. And so there's that weird kind of thing. And I posted about this on my Instagram recently about just kind of how weird that feeling is of like, you want to just like hug your dad and cry, but you don't want to make them feel bad. So you try to be the strong one. So I was like, maybe if I'm there, it wouldn't make a difference. Well, God was like, poop, you need to be there. So made this movie happen. We're here. First thing I do when I get here is I run to the dog, Beethoven. And he was not okay. He couldn't even open his eyes. And I was like, oh my God, I screamed for Kevin and my dad. I'm like, guys, come in here. He's not okay. And so he had this like fold under his neck and it was like all this hard, crusty stuff around the fur. And I said, Kevin, he's not okay. So Kevin takes him. I'm about to do a wardrobe fitting for the movie here in this room, actually in the dining room. And Kevin got him cleaned up. And what we realized with our Twitter vet, Brian Spar, was that he had like a skin fold infection. So, you know, we're putting the BrioTec on there. The BrioTec was actually working very quickly. Shocking, not shocking to us, obviously, Kelsey, because we know about BrioTec and its magical powers. Mm-hmm. but it started working. And then we were cleaning out his eyes and we were using the BrioTec on there too. But he just was, I said, Kevin, that night, I go, he's not okay. I think we have to start thinking about the fact that he's suffering.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
It took you a minute to realize it. That was the next morning. Kevin got up and he saw Beethoven first thing in the morning, and he was not okay. And he was yelping. And, you know, this has been my parents' dog for, is it 16 years?
16 years.
Yeah. I mean,
Holy cow.
That breed, Tibetan Spaniels, they say is like 12 to 14. And he's at 16. And that dog really, he saw my mom through. He saw my dad through the toughest, obviously, initial period. And I was like, I think he's done his job. And he can't stand. His legs would just splat. He was really, really not well. And he always would tell me when he wasn't okay. He would come to me. I'm the diagnoser. And he just was looking at me with those eyes. And I'm like, oh my God. So once everybody got on board, then of course I was like in denial mode. I was like, are you sure? And, you know, it was the right thing to do, but he knew instantly. And so the day we were going, that I got here on Sunday, Tuesday morning, I was off the movie. Just so happened to have that day off. And I had him on a pillow all day, and my dad spent the day with him. And I didn't think about how, I knew how brutal it was going to be to put my mom's baby down right after my mom just left. But I never thought, so my dad didn't want to be a part of it. He's like, I can't see it. I can't do it. And I was like, Dad, of course. Kevin talked to him and he's like, we got this. Don't worry. And we've put our babies down and it's one of the worst experiences of our lives. But it was like a twofer in the pain department, because I literally had to take him from my dad. And that was the most brutal moment, I think, to see my dad just know that that was the last time he was going to see him, as he put him on my lap in the car, and to have to say goodbye to him and know he's never going to see him again is so brutal, you guys. Oof.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
So we took him in, and he just laid on that pillow on the table, like lifeless. And I asked the vet when she came in, I said, we're doing the right thing, right? Because that's usually what we always say. And she goes, yes. She said, I didn't even think he was alive when you brought him in. I didn't think he made it. She's like, this is a very, very different dog than what we saw a few months ago when we were cleaning his teeth and pulling his teeth and all of that. She's like, he even tried to bite me. Like, he was like tough. He was strong. So he went very peacefully because we did sedate him heavily before. And then we administered the heart stopping medication. And I shared this on Instagram. So for any of you out there who know someone who's going to put their dog down, you have to insist that they sedate them first and then administer that, because all of our babies had literally recoiled their necks, even if they were like almost gone and had no strength left in them. They'll recoil their neck and look at me and say, Mom, what are you doing? Like that kind of look. because that medicine like burns. And so you need to sedate them heavily before you do anything. And that I learned from my friend and a movie producer. Her name is Carrie Seelig. So I shared that on Instagram for you guys, but pretty painful. That is a big lesson that we learned that I wanted to share with you guys. And you know, it definitely felt like I was losing my mom all over again. We were like guttural crying in there, me and Kevin. It was like a symphony of guttural crying. And then, you know, just kind of managing my dad and keeping tabs on him. And, you know, it's just like so brutal. It's brutal when you walk around and he's not here anymore. You know, he was such a special dog, really was. So that was the story of Beethoven. Let's shift gears into
Can I ask how your dad is doing now? Is he still, it's kind of like, I mean, every day it's different, but is he?
My dad is keeping really, really busy. He just had a tree almost fall and kill him.
Oh.
So we were just outside and he said, Maria tree, it almost killed me. And it crashed into his big tractor.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, the tractor I'm talking about too. He's like, he backed up just in time. His reflexes were really good on that thing. So it hit just the front part of his tractor. But he's like, it was supposed to go one way, Maria. And then it came and it started to hit me. And I'm like, oh shit. But he's keeping really busy. He goes to the cemetery every day. And, you know,
to visit your mom.
Yeah, he goes to the cemetery every day to see my mom. And, you know, I mean, it's got to be brutal inside to have lost the two closest things to him in his life, right? Your kids are the next, I think, but your dog who's in your lap every day for 16 years.
He was his baby, yeah.
And your wife who, you know, has been by your side and sleeping next to you all these years, it's got to be brutal. But he is very good at shifting. And he stays very, you know, busy. And we play cards at night and we have fun. So I think, you know, I think he's handling it as well as anyone could. And what was actually cool, even though it's awful, is we did get to cry together, whether he knew I was crying about everything, including my mom or not. I don't know, but you know, we're holding Beethoven before I took him and we were all crying together and hugging. And so I kind of got to have my moment with him, which helped me at least. So, you know, it's life, it's going to happen. And what I tried to focus on and what I encourage all of you to focus on is in those moments, we can't deny our feelings. You got to feel them, right? I'm still feeling them. But what I tried to shift into was how blessed we were we had him that long. Again, just like my mom, you know, even though she was so young, she was only 67, we did get longer than most people get with that disease and a lot of quality time. And she lived a very full life and she did a lot of extraordinary cool things in those 67 years. And most people don't get their mom even that long, or not a lot of people get their mom that long. There are little kids who lose their mom. And so I try to keep things in a perspective that doesn't deny my feelings and my right to being sad, but also to be able to shift out of it in a healthy way and say, okay, Beethoven was 16. You know, he could have died in the midst of my mom being sick and that would have crushed her. It would have crushed my dad, but it all happened the way it was supposed to happen. And so, you know, I just focused on all the positives and that's how we kind of get through.
I also think that your dad deserves even more credit, Maria, for his system of dealing with these things. And we were talking about on Regular Guy Friday where my generation was the first generation to be taught that crying was okay, and that to not deny your feelings or your tears was super unhealthy. So that was the beginning of all of that. And then, so when I met your dad like 20 years ago and I saw that he would be, you know, when our other dogs passed, that he was super close to, I mean, Noelle, he called her Presbytera. He was like in love with our little, and I'll never forget when we FaceTimed or Skyped with them at the time to say goodbye, you know, he just walked away from the screen. And I remember at the time thinking, oh yeah, that's the old generation. They don't want to deal with their feelings and he doesn't want to cry. And you know, now that I've lived long enough to get to know him, he really practices the choose again. And when we've talked about it, and he said, well, you know, why, if I could have a choice between being happy and being sad, why would I choose to be sad? So if I'm going to, you know, stare at pictures and just that's going to make me sad, or if I'm going to have to, you know, put myself in any situation that I don't necessarily have to be in, to make myself sad, why would I? And then conversely, if I can choose to do something that makes me happy, why wouldn't I do that? So he gets up every day, he gets in his tractor, he's gardening, he's, you know, and like I told you, Maria, that, you know, him and I, our best conversations is when I'm saying to him, hey, Casa, maybe we should do this here. And how about we plant this over here? And what if we knock that? We can bring this and I can fix this. He gets excited because he's moving forward.
Yeah.
And he's taught me a lot about that, because I always think you have to sit in it and you don't have to. And I think that's where he's at. He's devastated, but he's also says, I don't want to die. I want to live another however many more years. I happen to think your dad has 20 or plus in him. His grandfather was 110 in the way he eats and moves. I don't see why we can't get close to that. I really believe that. But he also, it's not going to happen with him being brokenhearted and sitting there and feeling bad. You know, it's getting up and saying, okay, this is what cards do I have dealt? Great. I'm going to go out, play those cards and live. So,
yeah, he's pretty healthy. Like, he expresses his emotions, he cries, he lets it out, and then he moves on.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's sometimes it feels like a real rainy season over here, but you got to remember that the sun is still shining out there. It's just not necessarily over your head all the time.
I think you just said, Maria, it's life. And you know, yeah. think of when we have some of the emails we get from people on the show, what they're going through, and way worse. So
the flip side of all of this is that, like I said, God brought us home to make this movie so that we would be here to be able to see that, because poor Beethoven, you know, my dad doesn't know. And so we got here just in time. And I think that's when Beethoven was like, okay, I'm being taken care of. Like, they know what I need. And so we've had our own distraction. My dad's out with the trees and we're on the set of this Christmas movie, which has been so much fun. So, I've been having a lot of fun. It's funny. I'm like remembering how fun acting can be. I think I always get so stressed and have a lot of anxiety around auditioning. I hate it. I am not good at it. I get really nervous, but when you can, look at a role, and I actually had taken the Robert McKee writing class, a couple years ago, and I was able to kind of repurpose those notes, but in the opposite way, not for writing, but for acting. So I went through kind of where my character was in every scene and what her goals were. And it was really fun. It's been really, really a fun outlet. And super just great environment, really nice people, very accommodating and kind. And, you know, we get a lot of breaks, even though they're doing a lot within a little time span. So we've been able to like kind of effortlessly do this. I think it's been really, really great. So, and it's been like a bucket list thing. So now think about the other part of this. And this is why I always say like, God loves us so much. This holiday obviously will have its challenges, but now we'll have this fun Christmas movie to look forward to and be able to have a fun little event around and, you know, get people that we love around us to watch it and laugh at my crazy expressions, because I did see one set of dailies and Kelsey, you're gonna
I can't wait.
No, Kev, you're told gonna us you were die. Killing
it. I said, Kev on RGF told us you were killing it.
Oh, so, thank you.
I can't wait.
I go off their reactions and they have said very kind things. So I hope that that's really what's translating on camera, because if I come out looking like a moron, I will die.
I doubt it.
Jana Kramer was like, you're killing it. You're killing it, which was super nice. And Ryan McPartlin as well. They're just awesome. Like we're having such a good time together. And, you know, Jana's going through a rainy season in her life too. And so, you know, she's just another example of somebody who's just very focused on what she wants and what she's going to do. And she does it with kindness. She's been incredible on the set. Ryan's been incredible. He's such a good guy, Ryan. I love him. And our director, Brian, is great. And everybody's just been awesome. They've just rekindled my love of filmmaking, I feel like. We definitely didn't have some good experiences along the way, honey.
No.
And so I kind of was so turned off to it. And now I'm like, oh, this can be fun. Okay. You know, the producers, Margaret and Stephanie, are just so good at putting a good team together, and everyone works cohesively and great. So I definitely see myself doing more of this, I feel like.
Ooh, that's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay in the holiday genre?
God, yes.
Okay.
First of all, there's nothing like, first of all, we're making a movie in like really, really warm temperatures and we're having to pretend it's cold. Like I did one of these in a scene, like to pretend, and I was like dying laughing.
Rubbing your hands together.
Yeah. Oh, sorry for the audio. Yeah. I was rubbing my hands together. Thank you, honey. Always there to pick me up. It's just like, I think there's nothing weird. This is the weird part for me, is we're shooting a Christmas movie in July. And I think it's totally normal to be in all these Christmas environments, and it makes me feel so good. So yes, I want to be doing more of these, and I want to, you know, write one with Kevin at some point. I think that would be super fun.
Can I have a role?
Maybe. Let's see your acting.
Okay.
Well, Kelsey, we're going to teach screenwriting.
I don't know.
Let's go over our list, Kelsey. Now.
Oh, stop. No.
No, I don't think we need to.
Screenwriting is the new thing?
No, we're teaching screenwriting to prisoners.
That's what, yeah. And then it's a huge list of stuff that Kelsey
has. We don't need to go right now.
Next time we will. Next week we will.
Has Kelsey written a screenplay? Has she taken a screenwriting course?
Kevin's the writer. I'm just good with people.
Yes.
And like to help.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Got it. I'm trying to figure out where the joke in all of this was.
No, okay. The joke is poor Kelsey's just in on everything. Just wants to do everything. I want to do that.
I do. It's true.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. That's how I was.
Thank you, Maria.
So how I am.
So that's why I'm big on drop an egg on it.
It's put an egg on it. That is my restaurant.
Excuse me. Kelsey's restaurant. Yep. Put an egg on it. It's going to be amazing.
The best part was when Kelsey was saying this to me when I first met her, and I go, oh, like that, put an egg on it over there. There was like some egg restaurant.
No, because they stole it.
And there's like
it.
All of
they
these egg it. Places. I go, Kelsey, I think someone's done it. But you could always do it better.
They stole it from Kelsey.
That's right. That's
it was
right.
Kelsey's idea. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're opening it. And it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
And we're going to teach screenwriting to prisoners. And we're going to act in Christmas movies. And There's a lot, Kelsey, right?
Yeah, there's a lot. What's on the list. We'll talk about an RGF this week.
Okay.
Kelsey, my dad said you can do anything you put your mind to.
That's right. Thank you, Costa.
So you can do anything you put your mind to, but...
but
sometimes it's just a
matter of
time.
But there's certain things you need some training.
That's
certain
true.
Things you can't just teach if you don't
Maria,
know. Like every other millennial that's like a
Maria,
therapist now, but
honey,
no
Maria, honey. Maria, Maria, I got best supporting actress in high school. So, and I was captain of my improv. So,
okay.
So, hello. Let's just leave it there. Mic drop.
That's right. Drop an egg on that.
Thank
Maria.
You. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You guys are too funny. Also, side note, if you guys like Love with Kelly and Ryan, I am filling in for Kelly this week. So you guys can tune into that, which is going to be super fun as well. And then I'm going to hibernate for a little bit.
That's good. That's good. That's fun.
Yeah.
How exciting.
It's like a little bit of time. So, I'm excited, but yeah, it's been nice being back here. It's weird to be back here without you, Kelsey. But
I know, it's
I'm remembering
wild.
Again how much I love it here. It's so beautiful and peaceful, and the air is so good. And I've been walking with Norma in the mornings.
Norma,
yeah, it's been nice.
Well, let me tell you, guys.
I really want to spend my time here, and like I said, July through the rest of the year, I really want to be here.
Just a few minor adjustments.
Yep.
This fall. Yeah, I got to make some tweaks on this house.
Tweaks.
But once we do, then it'll be perfect.
Well, let me tell you guys, LA is popping. Excuse me, I have to focus my camera. LA is popping and your children are doing well. I did, Maria, tell Kevin. I said, Kevin, I know why you don't sleep now. Max had me up every 2 hours, every single night.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? What? My little...
Kelsey's like, I'm never babysitting again.
I'm like, my little angel Vincenza just sleeps right, cuddles right up to me.
Yep.
She's just a little... Maximus, I'm like, I love you, boy, but oh my gosh. So I told Kevin, I said, now I understand. I get it. It's crazy.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Kelsey. He doesn't mess with me or Violetta. Like with me, he'll only wake me up once. I make sure I get him to potty outside before we go to bed. So I get him out. I will wait there patiently. Kevin doesn't wait. I will wait there patiently until he potties so that I know he's emptied his bladder and his colon. And
honey,
then we go to bed.
There's times he wakes me up and I bring him out and he just looks at me.
And he looks, that's what happened to me.
He's like, I don't want to go to the bathroom.
That's what happened to me.
I just want to screw with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, or feed me now. And I'm like, no, it's not, you know,
it's 5 o'clock.
So Kelsey, this has been 20 years of my life.
How do you like your guest room, Kelsey?
Oh, it's so cozy up there. Only, I don't know what happened to the AC. I think I don't know if it was properly circulating. It got real hot. When Chad and I got real sweaty one night, but then it got better the next night. Yeah. It did get very hot, but it's cool.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Cozy as heck in there. Yeah, check her out.
It's cute.
Maria, I want to know.
Videos and pictures of Vincenza are everything. You and Winnie are like, your thing is just crazy.
I love her so much.
Oh, see, the upstairs is off. That's why, silly.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
you
it was hot.
Gotta put the AC on. It's on 77 right now.
No, you turn the AC on or you pray to the
AC gods.
AC, the AC gnomes.
AC gnomes.
Like in Eurovision. Your AC isn't on. Well, that's so funny.
Not everyone believes in the AC gnomes, Mario. Now yeah, Maria. Kelsey knows. She prays to them and it'll come on.
Okay. Kelsey, what was your question?
I want to know, you were saying something to Brett about how you had a story about Caliper and I wanted to hear it because I don't know what it is. About the CBD.
Oh. Yeah. So obviously you guys know any of our sponsors are going through my filter. So when we share a sponsor on this show, yes, obviously they're supporting us, but we're hand selecting them. We're not just putting anybody on here that we don't believe in. So Caliper, yeah, I've been using Caliper at night in my water. So I have a whole supplementation program that I'm doing from Baja Medgate, Jenny from Baja Medgate, who we've had on the show. From the Mexico facility that we took my mom to, has me on a program so that I can shrink what's left in my brain. And so I've been on these supplements and she needs me doing a lot of CBD. And so at night I CBD up my water with the Caliper and then I use that to drink all of the other supplements that I have to take down. And it's been really great. And I'm actually getting really restful sleep, which is really helpful. I'm also adding melatonin in there. She has me on a bunch of melatonin too, but, I'm really loving the Caliper.
I love that. I was very curious because he was just like, Maria has a story. And I was like, I want to hear the story. So I love that. I got to try.
I think that, you know, for anybody who's listening, do we still have a code for them to use to get,
you know, let me look, off. Let me look. And if we do, I'll put it in the description.
Okay. Yeah, you guys should definitely take advantage of getting, some of your products through us because we're getting all these discounts for you. So you might as well use this and not have to go to the store and, you know, buy things at full price. So, I'm sure Caliper will continue to extend the discount if they haven't already, left it up for us. So Kelsey, make sure you put that in the description.
Heck yeah.
I love it. It's been really good for me.
Has Kevin tried it?
No. Kevin's not good with stuff.
Oh yeah. Kevin can't take anything. That's right. That's right.
He can't take anything.
Yeah.
But,
he's a sensitive little bug.
Yep. So Kelsey, you said LA is popping. What does that mean?
Oh, it just means that nothing has changed. We're supposed to be wearing, I mean, apparently the mask mandate is a thing, but like half the people aren't doing it still, half are. Like I always wear it when I go into stores and stuff just to be respectful and like, especially if other people are. And I also thought that that was what was supposed to be happening right now because they mandated it. But then I heard that the LA like sheriff wasn't actually going to enforce it. So who knows? So everyone's just still doing their thing. It's crazy. It's wild.
But what's popping?
Bars, bars, restaurants, everything's just like still full bore. Like no one's stopped doing anything. Concerts, Justin Bieber had a concert the other like day. It's crazy.
Do you feel safe going to a concert?
Yeah, I do actually. I don't know why, but I do. I think because I was so hesitant about the vaccine initially, because I don't like putting anything in my body. But then of course I was like, I know I have to take it and I'm going to take it. Now that I've taken it, I'm like, I took it. I'm going to be good. Like that's kind of how I feel. And maybe that's not the right way to think, but that's kind of how I feel.
Well, that's how I kind of felt. Like I told you, I was like, listen, I took something that could give me an 11th toe and maybe another teeth.
The third boob. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm like, so I'm going to go enjoy myself. But I have gotten scared recently with all the people that are getting it that are vaccinated and they're on their asses. It's hurting them so bad. So it makes me nervous. But I did hear from someone today that they think that the Delta variant had already started way long ago and that the spike is going to end next month. Oh. So that we're already at the tail end of it. So hopefully that's the case. But it's definitely a crazy, weird time. Cause you're like, are we good? Are we not good? Yeah, what's happening? Like, we're going to go on this trip. Are we going to be safe? Should I cancel it? Like I've seriously considered canceling our trip.
No, don't do it.
Because I'm nervous.
Well, my mom, I'll tell you, Deb was just in Costa Rica, for a yoga retreat and they had to get tested both ways. But then one of the girls on the retreat ended up getting a positive test. And it was funny because then she was like, didn't feel sick, nothing. The next day she tested again and she had gotten a false positive. So she got a negative again, but they like took it very seriously. Mm. They're like, we don't care. You're still staying here for 10 extra days. You're quarantining. Like, oh yeah. And she was like flipping out. She's like, I have to work. Yeah. Crazy. But I mean,
so what ended up happening?
She's staying there. She has to stay. Uh-huh.
And do you have to pay the hotel bill and everything?
Oops. Oh yeah.
You I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my mom had to go get her like a computer so she could like from the Walmart in Costa Rica so she could work. Yeah. So, I mean, people, they're taking it seriously, but everyone was still able to travel, even the people with her. Wild, though.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know. But I'm excited for you guys. You're going to have fun. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm kind of like, eh.
Now I'm not excited about that.
Well,
yeah,
it's going
to
be great.
You don't want to be stuck there. We have to get back to Better Together.
That's right. Yeah, that'd be a hard time change.
You know, if you leave me in Greece long enough, we'll just have a studio over there.
I know.
Just do the show
I'm
from
ready.
There.
I want to leave Kevin over there in the long village. Enough.
You know me. I'd figure it out.
We would do it.
It's so funny.
We would do it.
Kev, how are you feeling here in Connecticut?
I love it. I love the nature. The air is cleaner. Yeah, there's just a lot more space, which is nice. You know, we have obviously a gorgeous house in LA, and we're very proud and lucky, beyond lucky. But at the same time, even though that house is way nicer than this one, just to be smell grass, and I don't know, it's just different. It's just
Kelsey,
different.
Kelsey, you would love it being here with my dad in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're eating from the garden every day.
Oh,
every day
so
we're getting
good.
Fresh kale salads. Romaine salads, tomato salads.
Yum.
You don't even understand. I'm not eating like any breads or anything really. Like I had a slice just now because he's not in here, but.
And also no traffic. So like going to set every day, it's like these sets have been, you know, anywhere between a half hour and 45 minutes away, sometimes even an hour. But the drives are just super enjoyable. I usually avoid the highway just to make it even more enjoyable. But
scenic route.
Yeah, it's really cool. And so, yeah, I'm really, I do like it here. Except for me, I have my OCD issues where I see all the work this house needs. I haven't done anything on it in the last 15 years. And I'm anxious. And I just know if you just give me 1 month, I'll have this place like spick and span, as they say. So
spick and span.
That's the only thing I like have to keep my mind off that, but it's beautiful. It's really nice to be in nature.
I love that.
I love it. Well, for all of you Heel Squatters, we like to keep you in the loop of what's going on. So I think it's in like 1 week-ish, everyone's flying out here and we are doing a team Better Together meeting.
Yep. Squad up.
All the minds, and we are mapping out what we're going to be doing for the rest of this year and next year, how we're going to build this, how we're going to grow it. You guys are such a big part of that, obviously, because you sharing it with people and commenting and rating and subscribing and, you know, joining us on our YouTube channels and stuff is so helpful. So please keep sharing. It's such an important part of this. Word of mouth is the best marketing you could ever get. But we are, you know, trying to figure out whether we're going to stick with the name because so many people have now jumped on the Better Together train. And so we have some merch that we have finalized, all of the looks that we love. And then we're going to figure out kind of how to expand and grow. We're going to do, I think it's an 11-minute show.
10 minutes.
We're going to be doing, yeah. We're going to do BT10, which is going to be, 10-minute abridged version of the show. So basically, for if you've heard the show, a lot of people are telling us, Maria, that they have to listen to the show twice, sometimes three times for it to resonate. And then Kelsey and I noticed, because we do the show every day, and if you're listening every day, you're getting so much information. It's like we liken it to Home Depot. Like all we do is get tools
and tools
in our like personal Home Depot, but we never use the tools because they just keep piling in. So with BT10, you'll be able to be brushing your teeth, having your morning coffee, whatever it is. Maybe it's just even a 10-minute break at work or a walk. And
as a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
The lessons will be compressed into that 10-minute period. So we're really excited about it. And that's one of the many things that we're going to be launching. And, you know, some people have said, why bother growing the show? We have something good right now. Well, unfortunately, there's a reality to the fact that it costs us a lot of money, you know, to do it. So growing it will help us, you know, to afford it. But then also, you know, we just
make
want
a living.
And we want to spread the message, you know, more and more. So that's why. So the Queen Retreat, another week.
The Queen Retreat.
We'll be having our retreat with everybody from the show. And yeah, we'll be throwing out a lot of new ideas and figuring a lot of new stuff out.
Yeah. We'll run things by you guys too, to see what you like and what you don't like too.
Yeah.
Because we are building this together because we're better together.
What?
How about that?
How about that, Dr. Phil?
How about that? Well, guys, I think that's going to do it for us today. I have to get my COVID test for...
I want to know what you guys are doing for your day off.
Work.
Are you any fun scams? Are we going down to the local pizzeria?
You know what? I said to my dad, maybe we'll all go to dinner tonight. So that's probably in the cards, an early dinner, because I think we'll have an earlier call time. I have to learn my lines for the next scenes. And so luckily I've had a fair amount of time with the script that I kind of just know it at this point, but, I have to learn my lines. I got to pack. I have a bunch of stuff I have to do. So yeah, it's a full day.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Fun. I love it.
But yeah, we had fun, over the weekend. We had everybody over here by the pool. So we got to enjoy ourselves on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
Really nice.
Well, you want to know what happened to me by your pool? I got 23 bug bites. 23. Wait. 23 bug bites.
Bug bites?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. I sat outside for literally an hour. 23 bug bites.
At what time? Was it later in the day?
Like four-ish maybe.
Yeah, that's when they come out. I know, in LA. I know. It's
you guys,
crazy.
I literally had my roommate count them last night because they're all lined my back. Yeah, it's crazy. Yes. Crazy.
Oh, that's brutal.
It starts at the end of the day. I know.
Brutal.
Yeah, it's so bad. All right, I'm being called. My COVID test is here. So guys, before we let you go, of course, like we said, if you haven't hit subscribe on the YouTube channel, please do. Rate, comment, subscribe, leave an Apple Podcast review. It helps us so much. Check us out on Instagram at Better Together with Maria, and share with your friends. Tag them. That would be so great. And of course, Patreon. If you have not joined us on Patreon, we have so much coming up, as well as our normal daily episodes without the ads, the weekly bonus show, and the monthly heal events with the incredible healers that we have. Just at the $10 tier, you get all of that. So don't forget to join us on Patreon. Kelsey, how do they do it?
Oh, you guys, you just click the link in Maria's bio or the bio in Better Together and click join. Patreon.
So the click the links in our Instagram
bio. It's also on your Twitter and your Facebook. So really any bio of Maria's, but easiest
there
is
you
Instagram.
Go. In the meantime, follow us at Maria Menounos, at Kelsmeyer 2, at Better Together with Maria. And remember, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.